All right.
Hi there, Colin. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director, and Doug wanted me to get on the line here. He is, in fact, requesting that I not only get you the details and answer any questions you might have, he wants me to also apply a significantly reduced rate for your young business. And happy Friday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
Going great. How's your day going?
Not bad. Not bad at all. Thank you very much for asking. Now, I do have your file here in front of me, and Doug put in the notes that you're doing Google paid ads as well for your business. You just started doing Google ads for this company, but I've tried it in the past with a different business. So if I can ask, how much are you using to fund that Google ad campaign currently?
I believe it's set at $50 a day. And I don't have a bid set, and it's, you know, it's not actually spending $50 a day. It's like $150 a week.
About $150 a week. Okay. Because we can do Google Ads for you. In fact, we are a Google Premier partner, and that partnership program is designed to get business owners a higher return on investment specifically with the Google paid ads. Now, if you are happy doing the Google Ads on your own, you can continue to do that. We would, at the very least, and in either case, do the local listing for you, the local pack or the map that pops up. You've already got a great website. It's just that right now it's hard to find, really, unless I'm looking for it specifically. Unless I already know the name of your company, I'm not likely to hit your website just doing a keyword search for drywall or drywall repair, drywall installation or drywall patching, whatever, you know, whatever somebody might type in, your business doesn't pop up on the first page of that person's search. And that's what we would change for you. And it really is going to be the off page. Go ahead.
You're talking about the Google My Business listing, right?
Well, it is Google Business Profile now, but it is the exact same thing. Yes, you would have a verified listing on Google, but more than just have that listing itself would be attached to almost 70 different destinations and directories, everything from a fully optimized Facebook page to a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, known to the public or unknown, all of them equally important to Google and Bing, and all of them would be talking about your company, your services, your service area, and linking back to your website. That's really the most important component of search engine optimization as it stands at this point. The companies that are on the first page are simply there because they have more content online relating to that particular search than their competitors have. So we would create that content for you and backlink it to your website. Now, we also do, like I said, manage Google paid ads, and we could put together a program that would include both the local search engine optimization and the paid Google ads as well. If you want to continue to do the Google ads on your own, you are certainly free to do that. Now, as far as a local campaign would go, your business is very new, in fact, less than 6 months old. So you qualify for the lowest rate that we offer, significantly reduced pricing for a very young business, because we do know that while it is a month-to-month service, our clients stay with it long-term. And because it's profitable to be on that first page. You've already got a great-looking website that we can promote for you, so we don't have to create a website. In this case, I would be more than willing to take 50% off the normal cost of the service, which for the local campaign without Google Ads would normally be $399. So it's going to save you exactly $200 every month that you're with us. It is, like I said, a month-to-month service, but that reduced pricing would stay with you, and it would bring your rate down to exactly $199 a month, and that would be the exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, there's no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead generation fees whatsoever. The calls will come directly to you, and I think that's what every business owner has only ever wanted, was to have their phone ring and have it be a potential customer on the other end. One thing that Doug attached here was an Angie Leads or a Home Advisor profile. I know that's a very, very different service. Are you using it currently? Are you actively paying for leads right now?
I use different lead generating services. I used to use Angie Leads and Home, but I think they're just terrible, so I never
got it. Okay. Are you using Thumbtack, Networks? Are you using Craftjack? What are you using for leads right now?
Just getting started on Craftjack.
Okay.
Got a couple leads from Craftjack.
Gotcha.
But yeah.
So, you know, like I said, our job is to get your phone ringing. Okay. So living, breathing human beings who need your services and, you know, wouldn't already find you or wouldn't already know the name of your business ahead of time, but type in drywall or drywall related repairs and keywords, they'll see your website and they will call you directly. So there's no third party involved. Again, you're not paying for a lead or chasing down that lead. You're not in a bidding war with your competitors. Now, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. Big jobs, small jobs, residential or even commercial jobs. Like I said, you've got this great looking website, but right now it's kind of functioning a little bit like kind of the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road. I mean, people aren't finding it on their own, right? You have to point it out to them. It's kind of a digital business card. You know, you have to hand it out to people. As a young company, that's hard because, you know, you don't have a lot of word of mouth. There's not a lot of history for people to have used you in the past or, you know, recommend you to somebody else. I mean, maybe they'll see your service vehicle parked at the neighbor's, but for the most part, people are not going to be looking for your business specifically when they need drywall repair. They'll just type in keywords. But like I said, on a month-to-month basis, our job would be to make sure that you're one of the top options. Now, of course, you're not going to be the only option. You won't be the only company listed on that person's search. But when you're on that first page, that gives you a lot more opportunities. And certainly not everyone who sees you on that first page will ultimately decide to call you. The ones that do, though, they'll look at your website first.
Yep.
They'll know that you do exactly what they're looking for. It's kind of that old football adage, you know, on any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. I'm certainly not saying you're the worst. In fact, you could be the best, but until we get you on that playing field, it's hard to win that playing field. Of course, the first page of Google, that's where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. And if you're on that first page, you can be the guy that wins. You could be the guy that gets the phone calls and does the jobs. Now, is it just you doing the work? Do you have a crew? Do you have a couple of guys helping you out?
It's just me right now, but in the next few
weeks,
I'm getting to hire.
Nice. So this is going to help you to have your business be scalable and hire a couple more guys and take on more work. And like I said, it's not designed to inundate you with more work than you can take on, and nor is it really meant for a company that's starving for work. But a steady stream of phone calls coming directly to you from both residential and even commercial clients that found you when they were searching for drywall repair or painting and priming and, you know, patch, whatever they type in. You're not limited. I want to be clear about this. You're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. If it's a service you provide, if it's the way that someone types it in, you can be found. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
One, just is like included in the service, can I like call you guys whenever I want and ask questions?
Oh, absolutely. Sure, of course. We want you to be part of it. I mean, the more involved in your campaign, the better. You will, though, get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. So you'll have 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard. So you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where the work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for and how many times you're popping up on that first page. You can, even through your client dashboard, request content changes, but absolutely you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. It's going to be 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And of course, you know, you can email us 24/7 and we'll follow up with you within the following business day. Mm-hmm. Now, I do see the business listed as Rocky Mountain Drywall Repair, and that's how you would want the company to be branded online, right? No Inc. or company or LLC after that. And RockyMountainDrywallRepair.com is the website. Now, is the phone number, Colin, that we're speaking on, is it the same number that would not only be best for your customers to call you, but also the best number for us to reach you regarding the account, the 720-727-7517?
This would be the best number for customers to reach, but it is not the best for you to reach.
Gotcha. And what is the best number for us to reach you then?
720-453.
Okay.
0125.
You said 0125?
Correct.
Gotcha. So I've got 420-453-0125. I was looking on your website for an email address.
Hang on, that phone number wasn't right. It was 720-453-0125.
Okay. That's what I have. Yeah, I don't know if that's what I said or not, but that's what I do have typed in. And then I was looking for... Oh, did you? Interesting. Yeah, the phone is glitching a little bit, which is why I had to ask you if you said 0125. I didn't hear, I just heard maybe just the very end of it, which made me guess 0. Cutting in just a little bit, cutting in and out just a tiny bit there. So let me know if you need me to repeat anything. I was looking for an email address for you. This is really more for us to contact you regarding your account. Is the Colin@RockyMountainDrywallRepair.com a good email for us to reach you?
That works, yeah.
Okay. And then, Colin, what is your last name, by the way?
Stringer. S-T-R-I-N-G-E-R.
Okay, Mr. Stringer. And then when we contact you, we use phone, we use text, we use email, and it is usually the method that is most appropriate to the information that we're trying to get out to you. For example, for longer pieces of information and something we certainly would want you to have for your records, we'll email it out to you. But a lot of the times we'll just give you a quick phone call or send out a quick text. Did you have any preference, though, as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Text, actually, yeah.
Text preferred. Okay, text preferred. And then I know that you are service-based, right? You always go out to the customer. Right. No one ever does come to you. There's no physical address that you would want us to promote online. I did notice the Angie's or Home Advisor has a P.O. box. Now, for the Google Business Profile, although Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, and even if it were a shop or a small office, if you didn't see customers come to you, Google wouldn't list the physical address either. They wouldn't want anyone to try to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you do. They will not, however, verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes. Of course, for the local map, I want to make sure that businesses are indeed local, and of course a post office or personal mailbox could be rented by someone out of town. So we will make sure, though, that no physical address does appear for your business, but where other than that P.O. box, even if it's your home, would you be able to see the one piece of mail that Google would send out to you?
Yeah, I have no idea what that P.O. box is, but you can do
home
address. It's just
interesting.
5255 Village Green Lane, Longmont, Colorado, 80507.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, it's not the first time that I've seen completely wrong information on there, but you know, that kind of yeah. So you don't have a P.O. box?
Nope.
Interesting. Well, like I said, we'll make sure that this physical address does not appear for your business anywhere online. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, oh, the other thing that I wanted to say here, I know that you've got a couple of different lead-based services, I should say, that you're using. There is usually a setup fee, and the setup fee is to help us cover the cost of creating that content. But I would want to, in this case, well, I might take 25-30% off normally, but you've got a couple of different lead generation services. I'll take the 66% or whatever it is off of the $299 setup fee and drop it down to just a one-time setup fee of $99. It does, of course, only attach to that first month, and every month after that, it would be that flat rate of the $199. And that is, like I said, an exact amount, never a penny more. So if you've not got any other questions for me, I'll do a couple of things here. One, I will take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call from our technician. It's where we kind of dot the I's and cross the T's, verify information that I have and information off of your website, and make sure that we know the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, if you've got a mission statement or a motto, tagline, slogan, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want us to brand you, for example, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We do take care of that in that follow-up call. What I would do now to secure the listing for your company and close out the category is to read what's called a voice verification, Colin. It is required of us as Google Premier Partners, and it does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing both the subscription cost and the one-time setup fee, etc. And although it is recorded, you can stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay?
Okay.
Give me just a quick second here to get that set up. Okay. So Colin, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to assure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Rocky Mountain Drywall Repair.
And that is exactly how I have it. And then, Mr. Stringer, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Colin Stringer, and I'm the owner of the business.
Okay. And then, Colin, as the owner of Rocky Mountain Drywall Repair, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yep.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Colin, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, phone calls, emails even coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Stringer, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Agreed.
Of course. And as long as you're responsive, you'll do very, very well with this service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts in the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware that you're doing Google Ads on your own, that you've got Craftjack and User Home Advisor. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we do need to make sure that all of your business information online does stay accurate and consistent. So while we are not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to, we are just saying if you decide to hire someone else who you think may also create content for your business online, Colin, we ask that you at least let us know. Mr. Stringer, that's fair enough, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. And we do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, as this is a month-to-month service, with all of the reductions in the cost to both the subscription and that one-time setup fee, this next part does read as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 28th of January, in the very discounted total amount of $298.00. And when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 28th of the month at the further discounted rate of just $199.00. And once again, that $199 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, and not even by a penny. It is an exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead generation fees whatsoever. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. As it is a month-to-month service and completely at will, again, that does mean that you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason, or pause it too. No questions asked, no fees involved, whether you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation, and the service, in fact, can be paused seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. Colin, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Stringer, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Colin, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And that first payment, sir, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, Colin?
Probably American Express. Can I, like, enter my payment info on your website, though? Just because I haven't seen your guys' website. I've only talked to you on the phone.
Yeah, let me get that information out to you. It's a little bit tricky to do that on the website itself, but what I'm going to do is send you that's our pricing page here. It's a link to our pricing page. It's an SMS message. That's what I'm trying to say as I find it in the drop-down box. But it works just like a text message, so it'll get to you in just a second here, localsplash.com/pricing. And if you can put me on speaker and open that up, you should get that in just a second here.
Okay.
At the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Do you see that?
Yeah, I just want to, you know, I trust you because you sound trustworthy, but I want to view your website just to make sure you guys are.
Of course. No, of course. Yeah. So this is the pricing page. You can, of course, navigate to the rest of the website through here. But I did want to just walk you through a couple of things. Like I said, you're going to be able to track your success. You'll also be able to monitor your reviews. There's a separate tab for reviews on your tracking and reporting. 24/7 access, of course, we call it your dashboard, your client dashboard. Now, you will have reviews, and those reviews will be scattered across the internet. Almost 70 different directories, and almost 80% of them will allow someone to write a review. So you'll have reviews on Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, of course, Google and Bing. Wherever those reviews originally populate, they also repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting. So you can request reviews, respond to reviews right through your client dashboard, kind of manage your online reputation. Now, we've actually been in business since 2004, for 17 years. It's a long time for any industry, and certainly a very long time for a young industry like search engine optimization. We are talking 4.9 out of 5 stars for the client satisfaction. Obviously, it's a month-to-month service, so we have to keep your phone ringing and earn your business for you to be a satisfied client. But about halfway down, where it says Google Ads Partner, I want you to click on the badge of authenticity where it says Google Premier Partner, that colorful and recognizable Google logos in that box there. That is not just copy and pasted off of the internet. Anybody could do that. That's our official badge of authenticity provided to us from Google. And if you do click right on it, it goes directly to Google.com. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. In fact, we are premier partners. That's the highest level of partnership that can be achieved. It's because of our training, our experience, our certification, etc. Okay.
Yep.
So we're talking about the pro package here, but it's all the bells and whistles off of the platinum package. The one thing that we would not include at this point, since you're doing it on your own, is the Google paid ads. It's listed there as Google advertising. But like I said, 50% reduction off of the cost of the pro package with $200 taken off of that setup fee.
Okay.
Ready for a card? Yeah, if you want to read it to me, I'll read it back at the end for accuracy.
Yeah. 37-98-35-68-49-91-005.
And the expiration month and year?
10/26.
10/26, and then the 4 digits on the front of the card?
8161, and that's American.
Right. So 8161 on the front of the card, and I've got October or 10/2026 the expiration. And then for that American Express card was the card itself, 37-98-356-849-91005.
Yep, you got it.
Okay. And does that bill at the 5255 Village Green Lane, 80503?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Colin, in just a second here, you are going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there, but if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Sure, wait, what was it again? I can't write it down on my phone. But
Yeah, it's the client support phone number. If you need to call us at all.
Okay.
So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support. And then you can reach a live client support agent, like I said, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mountain. If you email, of course, you can do that 24/7. They'll email you the following business day or call you back that following business day. Now, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute here. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Mr. Stringer, there is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. Now, depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other or both of those, please do let me know. I just wanted to walk you through a couple of things there. And then the only other order of business on my end is to schedule your follow-up call with our technician. Now, we do have, it looks like today we've just got the one spot available at 3 o'clock. If that does work for you, it would be scheduled from 3 until 4. The call itself would get to you a few minutes after 3, get you off the phone around 3:30. It's a one-hour window, but the call usually takes about 25 or 30 minutes, and you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. Does that 3 o'clock spot for today work out for you, or should I take a look at Monday's calendar?
No, that won't work.
That will not work. Okay.
Check Monday. Ideally, Monday at 8 a.m. would be perfect, but
8 a.m. We've got 8 a.m. Let me do the 8 o'clock then. It'll be scheduled from 8 until 9. At 7 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system that the call itself is scheduled for 8. But like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that takes half that time. You'll probably get the call a few minutes after 8. Like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then I'm also going to send you a calendar invite to your email. Now, the calendar invite is really more for your records, although you can certainly respond to it if you like. It just says client interview or local / CIENGs, and that, of course, does stand for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. It's got your username, which is the phone number 720-727-7517. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, just the number itself. That's the actual username on the account. On any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email address. Again, I don't know if I gave that to you or not. support@localsplash.com is the email address. Please do use your phone number or your username, basically the same thing in that correspondence, and then they can port it out to the right department. On Monday, they'll actually give you the photos@localsplash.com email if you wanted to email the photos department directly. Now, did you receive either the text message or the invoice email?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. So if you open up the invoice email, of course, it's got the invoice at the bottom, but in the body of the email above it, part of it, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you open up the text message, it goes directly where we want it to go, which is the local / terms of experience. Again, it is talking about optimizing your Google business profile, which until 3 weeks ago was Google My Business listing, right? Same thing, just a different name. And, of course, we're talking about the directory submissions, which are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, almost 70 different directories. We will not do the landing page for you. Again, the asterisk means it may or may not be included in the package. We won't do the landing page because you already have a website. You're already doing Google Ads on your own, but if you ever want us to take those over for you, please let us know. But if you scroll down a little bit, about two-thirds of the way, where it says SMS communication, please do verify that the 720-727-7517 is a mobile number that you have access to and that you can receive text messages. Since that is your preferred method of contact from us, please do not click the box below it. That would be to opt out of SMS or text messages. But down at the very bottom above the line where it says signature below it, there's a box right above it that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do, of course, want you to click on that box, the card in your name. And then below that line where it says sign and the arrow pointing towards that open box, you can click there and type in your first and last name as it appears. If you do type it in, it's case sensitive, so obviously capitalize the C and the S. If you do copy and paste it, please just be careful to not copy a space before or after. And then once you've got your name in that box, click on the confirm signature. That does a couple of things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced both the setup fee and the subscription. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and it does also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. Now, you'll know that you are successful in doing that when it is asking you for a username and a password.
Yep.
Okay. Now, first of all, don't worry about that, because it is just this, the automated system thinking you're trying to access your tracking and your reporting. It's the same dashboard portal, my.localsplash.com, that you'll be using for your tracking very soon. But the automated system thinks you're trying to access it now. If you were to put in a password, I think it would give you an error message. The page itself has not yet been created. But the username is, like I said, the phone number without the dashes and the spaces. The password has not yet been generated. We'll usually send that out to you with the username in a couple of days once that dashboard has been created. And we'll do that with that follow-up call at 8 o'clock or shortly thereafter on Monday. It will be someone else calling you from our interview team, but I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get that website in front of more eyes and get your phone ringing and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time. It's been a real pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Stringer. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day and enjoy the weekend.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Colin. Take care. Have a good night. Thank you, sir.
You too.
Bye-bye.